The record spinning for this Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Yesterday, the King County Council passed a measure that limits ICE's authority in King County jails. ICE stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The measure is pretty controversial. It narrowly passed the county council with a vote of 5-4. And Liz Jones covers immigration for KUOW, and she's here to explain a little bit more about it. Hi, Liz.
Hi, David.
So, what exactly does this new King County measure do?
Well, what it will do is basically cut down on the number of people who are held in the county jail for Immigration and Customs Enforcement to later come and take them into custody. Basically sets aside two categories. If you fall on one side of the line, if you've are a low-level offender or have no criminal record, they're not going to honor these ICE holds anymore. But if you are a serious or violent offender, they will hold the people for ICE to then come and take them into custody.
So how is that different than what ICE currently does in King County jails?
Well, what happens now is when someone is booked into jail, their fingerprints are automatically sent to a federal database. If ICE suspects a person is in the country illegally, their immigration status is in question, they'll ask the jail to put a hold on that person. That happens right now for everyone who comes into the jail. Now the jail is going to say, if this is signed by King County Executive Dow Constantine, the jail will say, we're only going to honor these low-level holds or the higher-end holds, the violent and serious ones like rape, robbery, assaults, those kinds of things. But low-level ones, we're going to process them just like everyone else. They're going to be processed and released just in the same time frame that anyone else would be.
So even still, the vote was pretty close, 5-4. Why was it so close?
Well, the real central issue in this is about public safety. And you hear kind of two camps on that. On the one hand, public safety from people who are kind of opposed to this detainer issue, they say let the federal officials handle this in the jail. Let them follow through with their immigration enforcement priorities as they've set. Leave it up to the feds. On the other hand, you've got local law enforcement. Even Sheriff John Urquhart came out saying this compromises the relationship that police and sheriff's deputies have with these immigrant communities. If immigrants feel like police are working that closely with immigration enforcement, they're not going to report crimes. They're not going to want to cooperate in investigations. They're not going to call in when there's domestic violence or drug activity in their neighborhoods. So they feel that relationship would undermine that public safety question.
So how was the measure drafted?
Well, it took a lot of negotiation. This one kicked around the council for a couple of years. There were some studies done. It took a while. And what it really came down to was you look at this list of like 600 possible offenses somebody might face and negotiation on this offense. Should we hold for this offense? Should we let them go for that offense? So that's kind of where the nitpicking came down to on the drafting of this legislation.
Did they look at other counties to come up with a model for this?
Yeah, there are a handful of counties that have gone this route. Some have taken kind of an all or nothing approach to reining in these immigration holds, on the one hand saying, just let ICE do its job. We'll hold on to everyone they ask us to hold on to. Others saying, we're not going to do any of the holds. Even if it's a violent or serious offense, we're going to let them go. In this case, we took kind of a middle-of-the-road approach where the county came in and said, we're going to make some of those decisions for federal officials. We're going to decide which ones we hold, which ones we don't hold. Some counties have gone that same route, but I think it's a little bit not the norm.
Any sense of how many counties around the country are taking the step to actually limit ICE's authority in the jail?
It's been a while since I looked, but I think the latest count is somewhere around 7 or 8, a lot in California, Los Angeles County, Santa Clara County, Chicago, Washington, D.C. are some of the bigger ones that have gone this way.
All right. So when does it go into effect?
Well, it will, if King County Executive Doug Constantine signs it, which could happen in the next few days, it will take 10 days for it to be implemented. And it's worth pointing out, too, one thing that would change is some national studies have shown that people who are held on these holds, about half of them don't have any criminal record at all. And the King County Jail currently holds people. They'll hold them for an additional up to 1 month longer. So that would free up some money in the county jail. It would free up some bed space. And it would let people back into the community who have no criminal record.
So this is just King County that we're talking about. What about other counties in Washington State? Are they considering similar action?
Well, I did check in with immigration advocates who have worked hard on this legislation about a statewide bill in other counties. There is a statewide bill that was proposed last session, but the advocates they say they're realistic that they don't currently have a champion in the Senate who will push this bill forward. Without that, they feel like they might need another win in a big county like Snohomish County, and there appears to be some momentum there to get that happening.
What's happening in Snohomish?
To be seen still. Just some support, some interest, some public officials coming out and saying they support this.
All right. Liz Jones, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you, David.
Liz Jones is KUOW's immigration reporter. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.